many years now, based on 5 visits to North Korea and its border areas, I've advocated an engagement approach toward North Korea. These days, I've reluctantly concluded that engagement is probably not going to get us very far at the moment, and that we need some tougher sticks to back that up.
That's reporter Nicholas Kristof, who is paraphrasing his opinion column in today's New York Times. He's on the line with us now from Oregon. Your thinking has evolved on North Korea. Tell us why.
I think a couple of things have changed. First of all, North Korea is very inwardly focused at the moment. It's looking at a transition from Kim Jong-il to his son. It seems less interested in being engaged, frankly. It's retreating from its economic reforms. It doesn't want to see the U.S. special envoy for the Koreas. And the other thing that has really changed is proliferation. There are a lot of really nasty countries around the world, and some of them play with nuclear weapons. But so far, the idea of transferring nuclear weapons or nuclear technology to another state really has been a red line. And this is something that North Korea has breached. We now know that North Korea actually supplied a nuclear reactor to Syria. And very recently, there have been a lot of concerns that it may be doing the same thing to Burma.
How secure is the information that the design for a nuclear plant has been sold by North Korea to Myanmar, Burma?
It may be completely false, and certainly Iraq has taught us to be wary. On the other hand, we were all completely surprised, including the intelligence community, when it turned out that North Korea had built a reactor just like this in Syria. If North Korea is willing to sell nuclear supplies, a nuclear reactor to Burma, then it may well be willing to do that to the highest bidder. It may also be willing to sell sarin nerve gas or anthrax.
So are you suggesting military action?
No, that's impossible. There is no military solution here whatsoever.
Wait, but first, before you go on, why is that?
Well, North Korea has a huge military and
the million-man army.
Exactly, and Seoul is within range of its rockets. If we were to try anything military, Seoul would be destroyed. We just don't have a military option. We don't have good options at all, frankly. It's, I think, simply an effort to contain over time and, above all, prevent proliferation in the meantime.
Okay, so just in closing here, when you're talking about sticks specifically, what are they? And would they replace the kind of diplomacy that Barack Obama seems to be looking for?
I don't think that they would replace diplomacy. I just don't think that outreach is going to get us anywhere, and I don't think we should delude ourselves, but it's perfectly fine to try that. On the stick side, I think one aspect of that is financial sanctions, which were used for a time in the Bush administration and were extremely effective. We need to work with China, which is increasingly fed up with North Korea. But I think we also really need to be more aggressive about shipping from North Korea to Burma and Iran in particular. And it seems to me that if we have the intelligence, we may need to go beyond the UN sanctions, and indeed, and I can't believe I'm saying this, would actually board ships if that is the price to prevent a warhead, for example, being sold to Iran.
When you said you can't believe you're saying this, why is that such a dire option for you?
Well, look, I'm a dove. I've always preached engagement. On the other hand, the prospect of a weapon being sold to Iran, for example, I think is deeply chilling.
Nick Kristof, we're going to make a link to your full opinion column that appears in today's New York Times on our website, theworld.org. Thank you very much, Nick.
My pleasure.